Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:14 now, Tuesday, August 4th. And I dare say on September 4th, whatever day of the week that is, I'm not quite sure that we'll be a whole lot different in terms of COVID than we are now. Let's talk to Dr. Fred Lopez, see what he thinks, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. What about it, Dr. Fred? September 4th, do you think we'll be in any different position than we are now?
I hope so, Tommy. I hope that with the mask mandates and people buying into social distancing and paying attention to hand hygiene and staying away from groups, large groups indoors. I really hope that we're better off a month from now than we are today. We are seeing what looks to be a little bit of a plateauing of the cases in the state and in the United States for that matter. It's still at a high level, which is the concerning part. And we still, we actually have some good data for hospitalizations in the state yesterday as well, and the lowest number seen since the 19th of July. So maybe we are starting to see a plateau here in terms of cases and hospitalizations. The lagging indicators, though, which are critical care needs like ventilators, that's still higher than it has been. And we do anticipate the last lagging indicator, deaths, to start to increase a bit as well. But overall, some news that I think is positive, but we'll just have to see what the data continues to show this week in terms of where we're headed. But I do hope that as people begin to really understand that this really is not going away, this is going to persist, this is going to be here through the fall and into the winter, that they'll continue to reinforce the things that we know work. I think the concerning part is going to be schools reopening and what kind of impact that will have is something we'll just have to wait and see. But look, that's something that's coming. So at this point, let's hope for improvement and continue to buy into our public health interventions that are successful.
We get a text here, Dr. Fred says, do you think we will ever get back to normal, or is this the new normal?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think there are people who really do wonder whether we will ever go back to normal or whether this is going to be a new way of life with masks and social distancing. Certainly some public health officials suggest that that may be the case. Certainly for the near term, meaning through the fall and winter and next year, I think we are going to see this as the new normal. Is this indefinite? That's a very good question, but there are some people who are concerned enough to publicly acknowledge that this may very well be a new normal that we live with for a long time.
How likely is it that, and you know, I know, one step at a time here, let's not overload ourselves, but how likely is it that something like this could happen not even when this is over, but again, like tomorrow or some other virus pop up that we don't have any kind of vaccine for, or any therapeutics, or maybe is more damaging than COVID? And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just wondering, is this the type of thing that can happen at any time?
Yes, it can. This has proven it. It's just hard to predict which infection is going to take hold, such as this one. But absolutely, I think we've learned a lesson here that it can happen. We've been talking about it for years and years. We've had examples historically of pandemics such as this one. They're not frequent, but when they occur, they really take off and cause the kind of havoc that we've experienced over the last 6 months. And yes, you can anticipate that this could happen again. It may be an influenza virus. It may be another type of virus. But I think this is a wake-up call, if you will, for pandemic preparedness. And it is always a possibility that, particularly in the fall, for example, even without another type of novel virus like this one, just the flu could cause a lot of difficulty in the fall. And again, as you and I have talked about, we need to start planning for the fall, and that should include getting your flu shot as early as possible this year to protect yourself and what many people are predicting, maybe a second wave of COVID-19 in the fall.
Text comes in and says, are we sure that this virus is not going to mutate into something that a vaccine will not alleviate, they said, or take care of? I guess what they're saying is, we get a vaccine for the current novel coronavirus, then it mutates to something which negates the vaccine. Is that possible at all?
Well, it's a very good point. I mean, right now, the vaccine development is targeted towards the strain that is most predominant currently. Could it mutate, much like the flu virus mutates every year and we require a different vaccine on an annual basis? It's possible. And right now, again, we know that there is a strain that has emerged that the vaccines that are in development appear to be effective against in terms of generating immunity. But that is a very good point, that they could mutate, and could this become similar to the flu each year, where we need a COVID vaccination and a flu vaccination based on the change in the strains from year to year? It is possible. Too early to tell, but a good point made by the listener.
All right, we'll get some more questions in when we come back. You can text your question to 504-260-1870. That's the Mortgage Financial text line, and I'll pass them along to Dr. Fred. 720 now, time for traffic on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, a professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, about the coronavirus and answering your questions as we usually do. Dr. Fred, somebody texted in before and said, why don't you guys, and this is like last hour, and said, why don't you guys talk about the flu? Why is it always about COVID? And I texted back, because the flu this year has killed about 24,000 people, and COVID is up to 158,000 and counting. Was that an appropriate response?
Well, I think COVID has certainly garnered the attention this year. And, this isn't flu season, so COVID is obviously a prevalent issue. But I think it is appropriate to talk about it, just as we did in the last segment, that the flu is going to really complicate matters in the fall, because COVID will still be present and flu will be present. And we can't really afford for the flu season to be a typical one here in Louisiana, much less anywhere else in the United States, because it's going to really make for a busy, busy fall for our hospitals. Our hospital bed capacities. And so I really want to continue to encourage people to plan to get the vaccine against the flu this fall season in order to minimize its impact on the healthcare system, much less the public health and individual health. So it is going to become more and more of an issue. And it's just at this point, COVID has garnered all the attention because there's not much flu currently in the Northern Hemisphere. But there will be.
Text comes in on the Mortgage Financial text line. Should an 11-year-old with fever and sore throat be tested for the coronavirus?
If there's no other, if there's no explanation for it, yes. These are symptoms that could reflect COVID, and that individual should be tested, particularly if they've been exposed to anybody with COVID, and that would likely be the case since community transmission currently of COVID is so high.
And what would the explanation be, doctor?
What's that?
You said if there's no explanation, in other words, if
well,
I don't know what that means.
No strep, so there are other causes of sore throat and fever, like strep throat, for example, which is there's a test available to rapidly diagnose that. If that was the case, then maybe COVID could be put aside as a possibility. But if there's no explanation for the fever, the sore throat, maybe the headache and myalgias, or cough that some people experience with COVID-19, then I think at this time it would be appropriate to consider a test for COVID-19.
I think some people are looking at this vaccine as flipping a switch and that's it, we're done. But between developing it, between distributing it, between getting people to actually take it, which the polls show is going to be a challenge in and of itself, can you talk a little bit about the vaccine and time frame, et cetera, in terms of if we do get back to normal or when we get back to normal?
Yeah, first of all, we're encouraged by multiple human clinical trials that show that there are some candidates that create an immune response and appear to be safe. And there are several currently in large-scale clinical phase 3 trials. And it's hopeful that by the end of the year, maybe early next year, we'll have several vaccine candidates to administer to people all over the world. The concern is that if people adopt an attitude similar to the one that they have with respect to flu vaccination, which is that less than half of the people in this country get the flu vaccine on an annual basis, despite the fact that it's universally recommended for anyone 6 months of age or older. If we adopt a similar attitude to the vaccine for COVID-19, we're not going to be able to develop the herd immunity that's likely necessary to contain this pandemic. So we do need to do a better job of messaging the importance of COVID-19 vaccination when it becomes available, so that we can contain what's currently happening all over the world.
Quickly, in the time that we have remaining, somebody says, please talk about people that are afraid to go to the hospital because of COVID and missing the care that they need.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. It's clear that many people have avoided healthcare systems in the past 6 months because of concern of acquiring COVID-19 in emergency departments and clinics and hospitals. And as a result, their chronic diseases have exacerbated to a degree where it's quite concerning. And we're starting to see people showing up with very late stage complications of their chronic diseases because they were avoiding the healthcare setting. Please, if you have a chronic medical condition and it's worsening, don't avoid healthcare because of COVID-19. You should be evaluated and managed. Otherwise, you may end up hospitalized for something that could have been addressed much earlier.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time. Dr. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine, Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Elena Martin, an analyst at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. They are the gold standard when it comes to pandemics and epidemiology research associate at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health about getting this thing under control. Right now, it's 7:30, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.